as we come into our sitting on this warm afternoon after eating, we want to be very careful about sleepiness. I felt it even now with walking. So taking good care of that, you might find it helpful to have the eyes open a little bit for this practice, or to stand for all or part of it. So settling into whatever posture you've chosen, being nicely grounded, stable, taking care of the torso with the sitting upright and dignified, head nicely balanced, eyes, as we've been practicing today, with the eyes perhaps looking outwards at the horizon or slightly upwards, which can generate experiences of awe, which fits with our day. And eyes can be opened or closed with that positioning of the eyes. And feeling into body sitting and breathing, allow for some nice full breaths. Letting the breathing settle. And listening to this poem by Frank Hudepohl called The Heavens. It will take us into our practice of a mind like sky, the heavens. Watching the night sky for the Pleiades meteor shower from the back porch, nothing above but clouds and airplanes, bug bites at our ankles, a sudden track of headlights against the house, pet eyes peering out a window. Not a meteor in sight, I say aloud to my daughters and the nothingness above us, both of them standing on the picnic table, leaning back into me, like two armfuls of warm laundry, asking me about the night, wondering, what do stars look like up close? Where does the sky begin? How long does it take to get there? Well, I hold them next to me in a patch of backyard in America, my wristwatch illuminating the hour. My thoughts lost in the gap of time between this night and forever, the wonders beyond. The heavens so near, questions so simple, and the answers so far beyond my knowing. The answers so far beyond my knowing. And so, as we sit here, shifting from hearing, listening to the poem, to letting the awareness continue to open to sounds, all the sounds around you, the soft, subtle ones, the ones inside your home, outside, louder, more intermittent sounds, loud and soft, simply noticing how sounds arise and vanish, not leaving a trace. Simply listening. The experience of listening to sounds as an anchor in the present moment can give an experience of vastness. Can you imagine that your mind is not limited to your head? That your mind is expansive, expanding to be like the sky, open, clear, and vast like space. Sensing or imagining the sky, or even looking at it if that's possible. Letting your awareness extend in every direction as you hear the sounds arise and pass in the open space of a mind like sky. Letting the sounds arise and pass like clouds in the sky, appearing and disappearing without resistance. Thoughts arise, pictures, words, memories. They too move through a mind like sky, like the clouds across the sky. They come, they go. They vanish. Emotions and moods show up, and they're like weather in the sky, here for a while, and then pass. Letting them go through like weather. Rest in a mind like sky, clear, transparent, spacious, where all that arises passes. Without a trace. Sensations in the body show up like pinpoints of light stars in a night sky. They twinkle, they show, they pass. Noticing how the body is not solid. There are simply sensations of hardness and softness, pressure, tingling, temperature, all arising, twinkling for a moment in a vast mind like sky. Breath breathes itself, moves like a breeze. Rest in this awareness of a mind like sky, where sounds, thoughts, emotions, moods, body sensations, the breathing, all come and go in this clear open space of awareness of a mind like sky. Take a look at your own mind, this vast space of awareness, naturally clear, transparent, timeless, allowing all things but not limited by them. Trust this awareness. It is your true nature. It is your home. Rest in the awareness of all that arises and passes with a mind like sky.